Blog Talk Radio.
Lately I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and then making a move. I'm hesitating and I'm nervous, but that one word just feels like it's gonna be alright. I can make it through the night. Don't wanna hear mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say. I just wanna hear you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, I hear Mom. Hubert.
Yes.
Angela.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see here. I have, is that Sister Shirley? Auntie Carrie?
Yes.
I have a last four digit 9257. I'm sorry, you're breaking up.
Oh, Stacy.
And that's Auntie Janet.
Yes.
Okay, let's see here. I'll pick up reading in Leviticus, give others to a chance to join in. And I'm in Leviticus 9 and 7, and Moses then told Aaron to proceed to the altar, and to offer the sin offering and the burnt offering, making atonement for himself first and then for the people, as the Lord had commanded. So Aaron went up to the altar and killed the calf as a sacrifice for his own sins. His son caught the blood for him, and he dipped his fingers in it and smeared it upon the horns of the altar and poured out the rest of it at the base of the altar. Then he burned upon the altar the fat, as the Lord has commanded Moses, but he burned the meat and hid outside the camp. Next, he killed the burnt offering animal, and his son caught the blood, and he sprinkled it back and forth upon the altar. They brought the animal to him piece by piece, including the head, and he burned each part upon the altar. Then he washed the insides of the leg of these offering upon the altar as a burnt offering. Next, he sacrificed the people offering. He killed the goat and offered it just the same way as he had the sin offering for himself. Thus, he sacrificed their burning and offering to the Lord in accordance with the instruction God had given. Then he presented the grain offering, taking a handful of burning it upon the altar in addition to the regular morning offering. Next, he killed an ox and a ram, the people peace offering sacrifice, and Aaron's son brought the blood to him, and he sprinkled it back and forth upon the altar. Then he collected the fat of the oxen and the ram and covered it in the kidneys, and the fat was placed upon the breast of the animals, and Aaron burned it upon the altar. But he waved the breast in the right shoulder slowly before the Lord as a gesture of offering it to him, just as Moses had commanded. Then with hands spread out towards the people, Aaron blessed them and came down from the altar. Moses and Aaron went into the tabernacle, and when they came out again, they blessed the people, and the glory of the Lord appealed to the whole assembly. Then fire came from the Lord and consumed the burnt offering and fat on the altar. And when the people saw it, they all shouted, and fell flat upon the ground before the Lord. That was the reading out of Leviticus 9, 7 through 24. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, let me see if we have any new callers. Let's see here. Auntie Betty?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
And Auntie Dot?
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, I'll do a quick roll call. If I miss anyone, please do not hesitate to let me know. I have Mom, Hubert, Angela, Auntie Carrie, Stacy, Auntie Janet, Auntie Betty, and Auntie Dot. Any other callers? Okay, praise God, praise God.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see here. We'll go ahead and get started with our meeting. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
We have missed you all for the past couple of weeks. We had quite a journey the last 30 days, and we thank God for traveling mercy. We moved Mother May from Alabama to Arizona in 3 days, but a month
Amen.
Of preparation. God is good. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. For this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Nellens Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for bringing us together once again to give you honor and to praise your name. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you remove anything and everything away from our prayer service tonight that is not of you. Father God, we ask that you allow us to hear your wonderful words being shared tonight. Heavenly Father, we ask that you lead and guide us this week. Let our enemy fall at our right side. And Father God, we ask that you continue to bless the ones that are here and the ones that could not be with us. And we ask that you continue to bless America and other nations. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, we'll go ahead and get started in our program. If I'm not mistaken, Mom, Hubert, and Angela, are you just listeners tonight?
Yes, we are.
Okay. Okay, they're doing a little sightseeing, everyone, so they can't share on the prayer line. But we'll go ahead and get started in our program. And I will start with Auntie Carrie. Any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read part of Psalm 18.
Amen.
Amen.
I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and my horn of my salvation, and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The sorrow of death compassed me, and the flood of ungodly men make me afraid. The sorrow of hell compassed about me. The snare of death prevented me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord, and I cried unto my God. He heard my voice of his temple, and my cry came before him, even unto his ears. The earth shook and trembled. The foundation of also the hill moved and was shaken, because he was wroth. There went up smoke out of his nostrils, fire out of his mouth, devoured the coals and kindled it. He bowed the heaven also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. He arose up a chariot and did fly. Yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie, out of Psalms. Next, I have Stacy. Any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to be reading from my Grace for the Moment book. Move our hearts with the calm flow of your grace. Let the river of your love run through our souls. May my soul be carried by the current of your love towards the wide, infinite ocean of heaven. Stretch out my heart with your strength as you stretch out the sky above the earth. Smooth out any wrinkles of hatred or resentment. Enlarge my soul that it may know more fully your truth. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Stacy. And what book did you say you was reading out of?
My Grace for the Moment book.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Let's see here. Next, I have Auntie Janet. Any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
I would like to share from Proverbs 4:20-23.
Amen.
My son, attend to my words. Incline thy ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Lord, my prayer is for us. Help us to hear what your word is saying and keep our heart with all diligence. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet. Let's see here. Auntie Betty, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm coming out of Proverbs also.
Amen.
Chapter 3. Did my child never forget the thing that I have taught you? Store my commandments in your heart. If you do this, you will live many years, and your life will be satisfied. Never let loyalty and kindness leave you. Tie them around your neck as a reminder. Write them deep within your heart. Then you will find favor with both God and people, and you will earn a good reputation. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. Let's see here. I have Auntie Dot. Any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read Psalm 37, 9 through 16.
Amen.
Now, evil doers shall be cut off by those that wait upon the Lord. They shall inherit the earth. But yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Thou shalt Ridiculous, consider this place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight for themselves in the abundance of peace. The weaker plot against the just, and grasp upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeks that this day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword, and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and the needy, and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. A little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of the many weaklings. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot. Let's see here. We move on to the part of our program where we recognize our sick and shut-ins. So if everyone would bow their head, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for all that you do for our sick and shut-ins. We thank you for Uncle Oliver, Uncle Dave, Uncle Tim, Uncle Willie, for Auntie Marie, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, Sister Shirley and family, Carlos and the Wells family, Dorita and Jesse Varner, Lenny and family, the Moody family, the Rossiter family, the Boyers family, the Simmons family, Rochelle Bessler, Eileen Holiday, Desert Kendrick, Brian, Tony, DeMarcus, Marianne and family, Malachi, Dwight and family, Eric, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, the Williams family, and anyone else that we are not aware of, but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we ask that you lift them up in a mighty way so that others may see the goodness of you working in them. Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus over our sick and shut-ins, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, for there is still power in the blood. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay. Moving right on into our birthday recognition for the week of October the 30th through November 5th. I have my granddaughter Morgan, November 2nd, and is there any other birthdays we need to recognize?
November the 1st, Ms. William, Betty William.
Auntie Betty, all right.
All right.
All right. Praise God.
Amen.
Okay. Let's see. I will get Auntie Dot. Would you do us the honor of singing the birthday song tonight?
Yes. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday to you. May God bless you. May God bless you. May God bless you. Happy birthday to you. Amen.
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 Amen. Happy birthday and many, many more. Amen, amen. Thank you for that song, Auntie Dodd. You did a great job singing.
Amen.
And we pray that everyone have a happy birthday. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, we have reached a part of our program where we share what's on our heart, whether it be a praise report, testimony, song, or poem, or even more Bible verses. So I would just go down the list, and if you want to share, do so. If not, just say pass. And I will start with Auntie Betty.
All right. I'm still in Proverbs chapter 2, starting at verse 1. My child, listen to what I say and treasure my commandment. Tune your ear to wisdom and concentrate on understanding. Cry out for insight and ask for understanding. Search for them as you will for silver. Seek them with hidden treasure. Then you will understand what it means to fear the Lord, and you will gain knowledge of God. For the God grant wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He grant the treasure of common sense to the honest. He is a shield to those who walk with integrity. He guides the path of the just and protect those who are faithful to him. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Proverbs have it tonight. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. Let's see. Mom, are you able to say anything at this time, or are you guys still traveling? No news means that they are still traveling. Okay. All right. I will move on to Auntie Carrie. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I want to read Ephesians 6. Mm-hmm. A few verses in Ephesians 6. Mm-hmm. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Mm-hmm. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou shalt may live long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nourishment and abomination of the Lord. Servant, be obedient to them that are your master according to flesh, that fear and trembling and singleness of your heart as unto Christ, not with eye service as members, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service as the Lord and not unto men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man does, the same shall he receive of the Lord, which he be born of free. And ye masters, do the same thing unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is there any respect of person with him. Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Amen.
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 Praise God. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie, out of Ephesians. Let's see here. Stacy, any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I am still reading from my Grace for the Moment book.
Oh, amen.
Precious Lord, bless me with your grace that I may experience the deepest peace and healing only you can provide. Show me merciful love that knows no end, so I may rest today knowing I am cared for. Amen.
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 Amen. Lord, amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Stacy. Amen. Okay, let's see, Auntie Dot, any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm gonna read from the upper room, Direction Error. With sun rising an hour away, my friend and I had the responsibility of marking the 5K course for the walkers and the runner participate in the race, sponsored by two neighborhood churches. In a pickup truck carrying direction sign, water for the halfway point, and a map, we started. We marked the straight way and turned for the participant with temporary direction error to ensure that no one would go the wrong way. At time in my life, I had gone the wrong way, ignoring the direction error found in the Bible. Even the error on the race course disappeared, but the wisdom and the guidance found in the Bible endure. My capital to learn from making wrong turns and to follow God leading depend on my daily compliment to connect with the Lord through reading the Bible. Proverbs 3:3, capital the direction I need. Do not let lawyer and faithfully forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Heavenly Father, help us to be more loyal and faithful to you each day. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dodd. Let's see. Next, I have Auntie Janet. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
I would like to share from my powerful prayer of courage.
Amen.
Today is my new beginning. The past is over and gone. However I got to this point, from here I can only move on. Though the road ahead be rocky and the future I cannot see, I'll walk with my head held high with angels on each side of me. Today is my new beginning, and as I depart, I will pray that God will bless my journey and guide me each step of the way. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading. That was powerful prayer. Amen. Thank you, Auntie Janet. Let's see. Mom, Hubert, or Angela, any of you guys able to share anything at this point in time?
I'll share a praise report. On our way from Alabama to Phoenix, we had three blackouts and three blowouts, and but did no accident occur from that. And Angela did a wonderful job driving us all the way up to Phoenix, 1,800 miles.
Wow.
With the ones that gave us prayers, amen, Janet, to all of you all that was praying for us, we'd like to express our appreciation to you all, and praise be unto God. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. So, what mountain you guys are visiting today? Was it the Sedonas or what?
Yes, it was the Sedonians.
Okay. Amen. Amen.
Beautiful.
Amen. Well, I think the show went pretty well tonight. We missed everyone for at least 2 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks. We missed you guys, but God kept us intact, so we're grateful for that. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Okay. We do need to send out traveling mercy for Hubert. He'll be traveling back to Cincinnati on Wednesday, I do believe. So our prayers goes out to him for a safe return. And Amen. Anything anyone wants to share before we go into the closing prayer?
Loretta, Brother Joe is in the hospital. Marie's husband, Reverend Allen.
Reverend Allen in the hospital?
Yes, I spoke with him today. He seemed to be coming along good. He's having problems with his kidney. They're still working on that.
Okay. All right. Our prayers goes out to Reverend Allen and his family.
Yes. Thank you
for the update, Auntie Janet. May God continue to bless us all. Amen.
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 Okay. If everyone would bow their head for the closing prayer, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your wonderful words tonight. For we thank you for your guidance that you show us daily. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you create in us a clean heart and renew our mind. Dear Lord, we ask that you order our steps this week and lead and guide us according to your will. Father God, we love you and we thank you. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellum family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us, especially Stacy. We appreciate your attendance with us.
Amen.
Amen. You always share good words with us, and we really do appreciate it. So don't stop coming. And we pray that there was something shared that would help us through our busy week. And when we have done all that we can, just stand. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Remember to keep God first in all that you do, and He will direct your path. Jesus loves you, and so do we. Everyone have a blessed week. We love you, and good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. You have a good week.
Have a blessed week.
Okay. Thank you.
Amen.